faith versus reality. So how believers present themselves versus how they actually live when nobody's watching.
Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?
Real faith demands uncomfortable sacrifice and not just nice words and church attendance and being seen.
He will not make you humble yourself.
You have to put action behind each and everything.
Sacred life. Sacred life. The sacred life. Living a life. The sacred. Sacred.
Sacred warriors. What up? This is your boy Twain, the owner of Sacred Apparel.
And Anna Johnson, the owner of Overcoming Daily.
Welcome to the Sacred Life Podcast, where we will be discussing life, relationships, business, the Bible, and of course,
how to live the sacred life.
Welcome. Now listen, as most of you well know, as some of you know, we've started over. We've started fresh. We're on our new own channel now. All so right. We need y'all help. We need y'all to like, to subscribe, to comment, and to share. You know what I mean? We left a challenge where we had like over 10,000 people and viewers, subscribers, and now we started over because we want to be on our own channel and not our clothing brand's channel, okay?
Amen.
So we need your help, all right? Mm-hmm. So tap in.
So thank you in advance. We thank you in advance.
Yeah. So Ms. Johnson, how things going?
Fantastic.
Y'all.
Absolutely fantastic.
We're going fantastic.
Got my steps in already today. Let's see where we at. Well, some of my steps. I'm at 6,000 steps.
So we started the day out. We went for a walk this morning.
A cold walk.
It is cold out there, okay?
In East Texas.
I wanted to give up. I promise you, I wanted to stop. And I think she knew it because she took me a different route away from the house. Where it was harder for the turn back. So it was what it was.
Well, how many steps did you get in today then?
Like over 5,000 this morning. So yeah. So yeah. Over 5,000 this morning. So I'm still moving. Yeah, I mean. So
that's a big deal.
Yeah. So today's topic, let's open with prayer. We're gonna start with prayer before we get going. Would you like to lead us?
Sure. Father Yahweh, we thank you, we praise you, and we give you the glory, Father. We thank you for this podcast. We thank you for these people, and we thank you for the sacred life. Father, you've made that possible in and through your Son, and we just pray for the listeners, Father, that they would be encouraged, and that you would be magnified, and that you would be glorified. In Yeshua's name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. So today's topic, we chin-checking some of y'all, okay? So the thing is, your walk don't match your talk. All right. Faith versus reality. So you have people who you got like the high and mighty Christians. Oh, you don't do this, don't do that. But what's your life like behind
big
the scenes?
Talkers.
Yeah, big talkers. What's your life like behind the scenes? What's your life like when people aren't watching you? What's your life like when the cameras aren't on? You know what I mean? What's that song by Lecrae? After the show, after something, after the party stops, what's next?
Oh, you know you're asking the wrong person.
Yeah, I am. Mm-hmm. It's like, what's next? What are you doing when people aren't seeing or aren't watching you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you ever encounter some of that with people? And then, I've encountered it with people. It's like, you with them or whatever, doing certain things.
Well, but this
atmospheres
is,
of churches and things.
Yeah.
And you go out somewhere and it's like, whoa. Hold on, buddy.
Well, but that's just the reality of it. This is not just a Christian or believer problem.
Yeah.
It's a people problem.
Mm. Okay.
And, you know, and the greater question is, why is that a problem?
Why is it?
Why is it a problem?
It's almost like I say with, I usually use this analogy a lot. When you would go, actually, I used to say this when we used the club. When you go out to a club or when you would go out somewhere, you don't meet that person. You meet their representative.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you first meet somebody, you meet their representative. That's not who you're really meeting. But it's afterwards when you get to know that person and you start building a relationship, you're like, oh, I didn't see all this before. Where is this coming from?
Well, and, you know, really we need to backtrack a little bit and ask, are you that person? You know, and so some of you may be like, well, of course I'm not that person. Well, just stay with us a little while. Couldn't we all use a little bit of growth?
We all do it.
Yeah.
We all do it. You do it. Don't even lie to yourself. You do it. But how you about to find out how some of these,
and maybe you are not, I'm gonna give people benefit of the doubt. Maybe some of you are not doing it, but that doesn't mean that you don't need to listen to this podcast, because you need to know ways to guard yourself from falling into it. Because if you've got a pulse and you've got breath in your lungs, there's always a potential that you could fall into
See, she gives you the benefit of the doubt. I'm not, because I'm telling you, I know you're doing it. That's always like people saying, I don't sin. You're lying. You're doing it.
Yeah, well, we're not talking about sin.
That's what I'm saying, though. It's like the same thing. Yeah. People can say, no, I don't do it. You do. You do. And I promise you, when we go through some of these things, you're going to be like, ooh, okay, maybe I do a little bit. But we just pray that some of these topics and some of these questions and talking points will cause you to want to change that or bring realization to some of the things that are being done, you know what I mean? So, and one of our talking points, I kick my feet out. I got kind of taking it easy today, so I got sandals and bare shoes on. Just taking these, so excuse me if you saw that, whatever. the gap between image and identity. So, how believers present themselves versus how they actually live when nobody's watching. We kind of was just already tapping into that.
Yeah.
You need me to repeat that? Or are you thinking on it?
No.
That look like something you want to shoot shots at.
No. Go ahead and say it one more time.
How believers present themselves versus how they actually live when nobody's watching. You know what I mean? So you got those. Yeah.
Well, you know, I had this revelation. It's like a deeper revelation. It's a revelation I've been aware of, but it's even deeper. And you know, me doing the 365 community and always under a camera all the time.
Real quick though, what's the 365 community?
Oh, the 365 community is a community of believers who declare and decree daily that they are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. And so it's a community where we focus on mindset, lifestyle, and overcoming daily. We eat challenges for breakfast.
And you bring a fresh video every day. You bring declarations every day.
PDFs, and community.
I think y'all should tap in, because it's a real, I go to it every day. I check it out every day. It's a real good community. It's almost like a devotional type theme. Thing. And so click below and I have the link to sign up and to check it out and everything. Is there a free trial or you? I know we talked about that. Okay. No. So yeah, tap in and check it out. You know what I mean? And
it's a paid community.
Yeah, it's definitely a paid community. But how else will people
you
invest?
Run daily. You run daily drills with a community of believers.
Yeah.
That are serious about overcoming.
Yeah, and it's only $37 a month. That's nothing.
Yeah,
that's nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, so tap in. So go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off for what you're saying.
Yeah, but no, this is the reality. We need to live every day and every moment like we're underneath, like we're being recorded because we are.
We really are.
We're being recorded. And I'm not saying from like a worldly standpoint, but things are recorded in the books of heaven. Like every day is recorded. We're being watched all the time.
Yeah.
And so if we lived our life from that truth, how would we approach things? It would definitely be different.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, what was that? It was asking one of the kids of somebody, if y'all was sitting right beside you, would you do that? No, I'm like, well, yes, he's sitting right there. You know what I mean? So it's like when you bring that realization of that and really think about it, it's like, it's a different thing, you know? So it's like, what are you really doing? So the other one we have, when we speak boldly about God, but our habits, choices, and our lifestyle do not back it up.
Wow.
Yeah. We speak boldly about
it. You know what that reminds me of?
It's almost being hypocritical.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah. You know, the most dangerous believer is actually one who's in alignment with, they don't only have lip service, they have life service, they have heart service.
Oh, wow. Like life service.
Service. They lay it all down. They lay it all down. But I'm thinking, the reason I grabbed my phone is I'm thinking about, and this is this is where we get ourselves in trouble in life. You know, I was thinking about, as believers, you cannot go around acting, you know, speaking boldly. You can, but it comes with its consequences.
Right.
So, you know, we see this in Acts 19:15, where it says, I'm just finding it here real quick. This is the KJV. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know and Paul I know, but who are you?
Well, you, who are you? Not know. Yeah.
So it's like you're going to go out and you're going to flex and say all this boldness, but the demons are going to call you out.
They're going to pull your car.
And matter of fact, is this the one where people got their butts kicked? You remember?
Yeah. The disciples are going to try to cast out the demon.
Yes, yeah, here it is. Then the man in whom the evil spirits was leaped on them, overpowered them, and prevailed against them.
Meet.
So that they fled out of that house naked and wounded.
He beat the brakes off of them.
Yeah, got
he beat Whooped. The brakes off of them.
Yeah, and so that's the thing. We can, you know, as believers, we, you know, the other thing of thinking of it is that when we walk in hypocrisy, a lot of times people don't know that they're walking in hypocrisy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the demons they mock that, they take full advantage of it in time. So it may not happen eventually.
Yeah,
may not happen eventually.
But you keep working towards it.
Yes, and at the same time, Father will allow that exposure, mm-hmm. not because He wants to shame you.
I bet you they step some things up after that. I promise you, they step some things up.
It should you be, know what I mean? Yeah. You know, Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. But who are you?
Who are you? Yeah.
So it's like those people were not even in the same group, the same clique. Like they weren't.
What hood you repping, cuz?
Yeah. Not the kingdom, because they got their butts kicked.
Oh, that's funny. That's funny, but it's not funny, but
yeah,
it's real. Yeah.
It's real. It's real. And so, I mean, that's a really good example to think about.
Yeah.
Because if you're out there and you're promoting God, but your life is not clean,
they're gonna call you
out.
It's just a matter.
Well, and sometimes the enemy will let you get yourself really high before he attacks. Because the attack is not on you. The attack is upon the testimony of what you're saying.
Yeah. And that's something we always saying about building your testimony, telling your story.
You better live that testimony out.
Got to.
Live it out.
Got to.
Yeah.
So, only being on fire when life feels good, but disappearing spiritually when discipline is required. So you're partially on fire, only being on fire when it feels good, but then it disappears.
Or when you're in the mood.
Spiritually, yeah, when you're in the mood. Or when, like we say, when the camera's on.
Or when it's easy.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts about that? You know what I mean?
Only
being on fire when life feels good, but that disappearing spiritually when discipline is required.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not an overcomer.
Mm.
Overcomer stays on fire.
Yeah. So you can't, then Johnny Blaze, you can't throw flame on, flame off when you want to.
No.
You know what I mean?
No. Mm-mm.
Gotcha. Gotta be authentic at all times. At all times.
Yeah, and the thing is if you're not authentic, then you don't have the anointing.
Mm.
And you're gonna need the anointing to break things.
You said to do the things that need to be done, to do the things that Yah wants you to do.
You need the anointing.
You can't do it in your own. No. So it ain't I'm going to do it here. I'm going to turn it on. Holy Spirit, activate. Nah. Yeah.
But the thing is
that was a good quote. People say, Holy Spirit, activate.
Hey,
activated all the time.
Yes, but it's a good way for focus. Yeah. To bring you into focus.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. To bring it into focus, but don't use it as no turn on, turn off switch. Like,
well, sometimes you can turn up the heat.
I do
like, you know, even though I may have a fire burning, what degree of that heat do I need to do what I need to do?
almost like praying.
Same heat, just
praying, and then you start praying in tongues.
Yeah, exactly.
I dig that.
Exactly. Or I start waving my arms and I'm a praying and I'm a pointing my fingers or I, you know, things like that. Yeah.
Yeah. See, those are different though from, you know, I mean, it disappearing and then you flipping on and off. Yes.
And the other thing, remember, is that Yeshua says that, you know, do these things in private.
Mm-hmm.
So he's talking about when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, where you're out and you want people to notice, like, you know, what are you doing that's reveals who you
in
really
the prayer
are.
Closet.
Who you really are is not necessarily in the prayer closet, but our lives are an act of worship. Mm-hmm. And so what are we worshiping? Are we worshiping self? Are we worshiping the flesh? Are we worshiping, you know, things, mammon?
Or,
like, what are we worshiping?
Or you can go deeper to your job or your ministry.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because people worship those things. I mean, don't let your ministry be something that you're worshiping.
But, you know, I just want to say,
fully on, but,
yeah,
you know.
And I do want to say, because of just my expertise, mm-hmm. which makes me a lot more flexible in how I see things,
mm-hmm.
you know, is that, you know, one of the reasons why people are, they have what appears to be hypocrisy is because they're wounded. They don't really know their true identity. Life is speaking to them. So, yeah. I mean, think about it when you're a child and your mom's like, you know, you can run, you can act crazy at home, but then when you go out, mom says, act like you've got some sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you learn. Hypocrisy is learned. When you show up a certain kind of way.
And that goes to what some of the things you talk about actually in one of your programs, soul wounds. Did I go back to soul wounds?
Yes. Yeah.
Being like taught to be a certain way, do certain things a certain way.
Yeah, we have to, we grow in our identity is hidden in Christ. And so we have to grow in our understanding of who Christ is. And we have to grow in our identity of who we are in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to work towards stealing all the noise and shedding all the bumper stickers is the way I would say, like the labels of this world.
Mm.
And that's, so, you know, the first thing to recognize is like, wait a minute, that was hypocritical. You know, because I'm talking to those believers that are watching the podcast right now, and they're like, they want to show up and be the best version of themselves. They
right.
For God, that God would be magnified, that they want to have, they want to not, what is the word? I don't, for lack of better words, they don't want to take away from the testimony of God in their life through, mm-hmm. because of hypocrisy.
Gotcha.
So what a blessing it is that you get to be the true authentic version of yourself. But who is that?
I see. That's the thing. It goes to my next thing.
Yes.
In order to get to really tap into who that is, you have to become uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean, that's something that we've been talking about here lately a lot about being comfortable and uncomfortable. And it's like, why real faith demands uncomfortable sacrifice and not just nice words and church attendance and being seen.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We must be uncomfortable, because the minute that we become comfortable, you start getting a little slothful, a little laziness, mm-hmm. and things start creeping in and you're not giving it your all.
Well, and I guess, and that's, you know, the reality of it is being your true authentic self is uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to know your true authentic self is uncomfortable, because there, you know, our true self is hidden under layers of things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And honestly, I feel like the truest version of ourself in Christ, it is hidden. It's a discovery. It's a journey that we walk out. So as Holy Spirit reveals to you, like, wait a minute, you know, why are you acting this way here, but you act this way there? Like,
the funny thing is, that's something you actually pulled my card on with actually recording this podcast. And even you do it sometimes with taking pictures, but that's a different thing with taking pictures.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if y'all listen to when we first started the podcast, I didn't have this enthusiasm. I was kind of like dry and talking. It's like I was trying to be a certain way, and I just wasn't giving my full hyper ADHD-ish me. You know, she's like, Twink, that's not you that I'd be sitting talking to. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it. I'm like, dang, you're right, yo. So, I mean, it's like, just be me.
Yeah.
Why am I gonna come on here and not be me?
You haven't met your full self yet.
Who?
You.
What you mean?
Anybody. Oh. Life is a journey.
Oh, gotcha. I did.
We go from glory to glory. Yep. So if you have an arrival mindset, just go ahead and shred it.
Yeah. You have not arrived.
It's a
journey.
No, you can. You can arrive.
You die?
No.
This is a continuous journey.
It's a mentality. Mm-hmm. That's why some people do the same things every day and never grow.
Mm. Okay. So
you can do it.
They think that they have arrived and that's why they continue.
Yeah, I get that job, I get married,
gotcha.
I have kids, it is finished.
So there's really, when you get to that point and you're not doing anymore,
you're not
no
looking,
growth.
You're not looking for the new things that God wants to do.
Yeah, I dig that. I dig that.
And the other thing is if you find yourself in, having some hypocrisy, the question is, are you in a place, are you in the wrong place? Sometimes, we're really asking questions like, Father, how did I get here? What is the issue? So sometimes you see this with kids. They will get with a peer group and they will take on the mask of the peer group.
Yeah.
But that is really not that kid.
Yeah.
They are probably connected to the wrong group.
Almost like kind of like that. I can't talk. Mm-hmm. That reminds you of what went on in Chicago with the lady and her kids, and they got jumped by all the group of kids. And it's like, I bet a lot of them stepping out of character to fit in and blend in, even though all of them was wrong. I think all of them should be punished. But I mean, that's what it was, with the group that they were hanging with and the people that it shouldn't have been.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. But if you're finding yourself with hypocrisy,
mm-hmm.
then you've got to decide. And that's the other thing. And, if I find myself in this situation, why am I there?
Mm-hmm.
Why am I there? I noticed, I feel like Holy Spirit checked me on this. I was doing something, having a conversation,
mm-hmm.
and I was joking about it, which is really not me anyway. I had a kind of like a joking response.
Yeah.
And
she's not the jokester.
No, I'm all on the business here. I do have fun sometimes with it. A lot of times I have fun with it. But after I got done speaking to this person, it was like the Lord said, "Why did you say that? Like, that's not even you."
Mm.
And so if we just practice God awareness and allow God to check us,
mm-hmm.
But a lot of times we've already made up our minds. And so when we've already made up our minds, we can't see our own hypocrisy. That's the scary part.
Mm-hmm.
When you cannot see your own hypocrisy because you've made up your mind that you are true and authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But we all are tempted to be hypocrites at some point in time.
Right.
Mm. And, and so that brings us back to the whole podcast, the Sacred Life podcast is like, we're here to live a sacred life. That mm-hmm. means, therefore, we must have authenticity.
Yeah.
And we have to get out from underneath these bumper stickers, these labels that maybe our parents put on us, the people we went to school with, maybe even jobs, maybe even social media personas, and be true authentically.
How they labeled us and how we were when we were there.
Who we are as an individual.
Yeah.
And find our tribe.
Yeah.
And that's, that can be challenging, honestly.
Sacred Society, what up, what up? Are you serious about taking your overcoming to the next level? Maybe you lack a place for community and fellowship. Maybe you're looking for a place you can go every morning and do your devotionals. I have the perfect place for you. Overcoming Daily has a group where everyone comes together and they fellowship. Anna, Overcomer Coach Anna, releases a daily video every day. She gives you devotionals every day. We get different call to actions, things to help us build, to help us in our walk and our relationship with God every day. And it's a blessing to get this every morning. You don't have to go out searching for the different scriptures and different things to do, because all that is given in that instance. So why don't you consider joining Overcoming Daily's morning meetup? To get more information, go to overcomingdaily.com. But it is an investment. It's only 37, only $37 a month, okay? So I consider joining. I'm a part of the group. I enjoy it. I meet up with them every morning. We go to devotionals on Thursday. She goes live every morning. But every day there's a video there going over the devotionals, going over the call to actions and different things that she brings to us every morning. So consider joining. Like I said, for more information, go to overcomingdaily.com. Till next time, live by sacred. Peace.
So why do you think believers struggle with spiritual consistency the most?
Because I don't make every day an overcomer day.
That's kind of cheap.
No plug intended right there. But that's why. That's why the Overcoming Daily community exists.
Yeah. Okay.
Ask that question again.
Why do you think believers struggle with spiritual consistency the most?
Well, because it's hard.
Okay.
Being consistent in this world is hard.
Yeah, it is.
So you need to, you know, the part of it is you got to be locked in.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how you get locked in? You die daily.
Mm.
And then you connect yourself with people who will draw out testimony out of you. They'll draw it out. They'll call you on your hypocrisy.
Oh yeah.
In a heartbeat. Their transparency, it's like running with a group of people. Their authenticity and their transparency is so bright, like you feel like you're supposed to be running
with
consistency.
Yeah.
But see, this is the problem.
You get convicted.
This is actually the problem. There are less of them than there are everybody else.
Mm.
So everybody's looking and like, oh, well, Joe, you know, like, I know he does this on the weekends, but you know, he's a pretty good guy. And I know he does this and he does that and this and that, but you know what? What that does is it leaves space for you to do some of those things.
Yeah. Cause you're not actually holding him fully accountable for the things that he is doing. Those things.
Well,
that he's doing.
His brightness does not convict you.
Is it bright? Is it dim?
Well, I mean, he has light,
yeah,
but it's not so bright that you see your issues.
Mm.
See, that's why people, try to numb us down. They hate it when we are shining brightly,
yeah,
because it reveals their areas for growth. We're going to say that, areas for growth. Because we're all growing, we're all go from glory to glory. And just when you think like you're shining brighter than everybody else, you'll have an encounter with Christ in another person, and you'll be like, "Wow, I don't do that. I do actually quite the opposite."
Yeah.
They were so quick to forgive. They didn't fuss that person out. They didn't, that person tried to run them off the road. They didn't fuss them out. They didn't blow the horn. They were calm.
That's the point of trying to get to that calmness, that being calm and not.
Yeah, but having someone, but having someone on earth that is truly a carrier of Christ, and they have, the Lord revealed to me one time I was praying, and he asked me, I had a vision about opening prayer portals, and I know some people may not understand this, but you know, like as we pray, we actually crack the atmosphere and we open a space for God to come and descend upon us, right? And I was praying, and then I was, all of a sudden the Lord said to me, "Well, Anna, how far do you want to go? How big do you want to go?" And that's the same situation. How much of Christ do you want other people to see in you?
Mm-hmm.
You get to determine that by how you turn that dial, like you crank the lights up.
Yeah.
Crank them up.
Yeah.
But I will
tell you that goes back to what we were saying before.
Yes.
That fire flame on.
But I will tell you, when you crank those lights up, guess what happens? Hypocrisy starts to burn and melt.
Mm.
And you feel it.
Well, you feel it.
So you want that greater glory to be manifested in and through you.
Yeah.
Then what happens is when you crank up those lights, that heat starts to burn.
So that actually goes into my next thing.
It starts to burn those things. It hurts. I'm not even going to lie. Right. It's not comfortable.
So in order to get that burning that you're talking about, mm-hmm. and this leads into what my next thing was.
I didn't read your notes.
I know. Mm-hmm. What practical steps help a person bring their daily lifestyle into alignment with their faith? So what practical steps can they do in order to get that burning, to bring that fire up for their light to be?
Well, that's a journey.
I'm getting a cramp right now. Yeah. I'm getting a cramp.
Too much caffeine.
Oh.
Yeah. That is a journey. That is a journey. And I would say the first step is humility. Yeah. Thank you, Abba. That's the first step. It's humility.
Okay.
You know, the first step is humility. And this awareness is that, you know, I may have hypocrisy in me. Some of you may say I may have it. And some of you are like, oh, Anna, I have it. So first thing is you be humble. You're humble and you don't lie to yourself.
Right.
The other thing is that humility could be, Father, I know there's more to unlock and uncover about like who I am in you. That would be the first step. The first step is humility. So that's humility. One of the things is that.
That's one of the major keys then, is humility, because we keep tapping into that.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the things is that God doesn't demand humility. He requests it.
Say that again.
He doesn't demand it. That's not so. Well, I mean, demand it. What I mean by that is that's the thing he will not do for you.
Gotcha.
He will not make you humble yourself. You have to do. That's a better way of saying it. So if you're waiting for God to do the humbling, no, that's your job.
But you hear people all the time say, God will humble you. God's going to humble you. Or he'll humble you.
Well, I mean, life will humble you.
Mm-hmm.
This life will humble you. And he'll allow this life to whip your butt. Okay? He will.
Like that quote Rocky was saying, life will keep beating you and beating you.
But you know, my understanding, and I mean, my understanding from what I have read and studied is that humility, he desires humility. And it's the only way we grow wise is in you know, having that humility.
Right.
And that deep reverence for God. That's how we learn more.
Mm-hmm.
God is God.
He know what he doing.
He don't play.
At all.
You know what I mean? Like playing, like, you know how some people, they'll play with you?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh yeah, they think they're this or that. God is God.
Right.
He don't do foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, the first step would be humility, recognizing that way, you know. And there may be another way of putting it. There may be hypocrisy in you because you've yet to see. You've yet to see. You know, like I saw that I was not acting according to my authentic self because I had my ear and my eye open to the Lord. And he spoke to me. He said, why did you do that?
Right.
You know, and I've seen this with people. I've seen it with people where I've said to people, this is not who you are.
You told me that.
Yeah, this is not who you are.
You told me that.
Our earth suit is not who we are.
Yeah.
It's not who we are.
And I even throw into that, like we said before, being uncomfortable. You got to get uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. You can't be comfortable in those situations.
Well, comfort compromises us.
A lot.
So you're more likely, if comfort is one of your values, if it's one of your stones that you know, like you were talking about.
If you're comfortable.
Yeah. You know, who we are is on the other side of comfort.
Mm.
And we see this in the life of Christ. We see the God in him ultimately in what? Oh, past the cross.
Mm-hmm.
He dies. Talk about uncomfortable.
Mm.
But then he rises.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, oh, yes, he is the Son of God.
Right.
So he comes, he's walking as a man upon the earth.
With us, with him.
And then he ascends to his true identity in heaven. But what did he have to go through to get there?
Hell.
Literally.
I'm telling you. Sorry. Hot seat.
Okay.
Have you ever caught yourself talking faith but not living it out? And if so, what caused that gap?
It's been a long time since I've been there.
Yeah.
I want you to answer that one.
Oh, no, don't. I'm not on.
Why not?
I plead the fifth.
This is not court, okay?
Let's see, have I ever caught... I didn't plan to answer this. It wasn't a question for me. Let's see, have I ever caught myself talk... Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was the question again?
Have you ever caught yourself talking faith but not living it out? And what caused the gap?
Now, one of the things I will say is I've caught myself talking faith, because that's what I talk. It drives the children. They get tired of hearing about it. But I've talked it, and then finding a position, something come up, and then I'm looking in the natural instead of looking through faith. And then I have to change my language.
Right.
Yeah. And I think it happens. It does happen.
I think mine was when I was in that porn, caught in porn, and I was in it, but I was still talking with people about how they shouldn't be watching porn and how bad it was. And I think it was because I knew what it was doing to me and my life and family and everything. But so I would say I wasn't living in. That's what happened with that. But. Mm-hmm. That was that's that gap.
Now, you know, I will share this story, which is actually very helpful. I had a friend that we took the kids to high jump, and we were rock climbing. And I was like, I looked at that wall and I'm like, that is a high wall. And she, she's like, come on, Anna. Come on, overcomer. Come on, overcomer, coach.
Right.
And she's like, you're an overcomer, right? And then I was like, yeah, and I climbed that wall.
Yeah, yeah.
But my initial response was, that is really high.
Yeah.
But she reminded me who I was. And I don't know the heart, the heart posture behind it, but...
It worked.
It was true.
It worked,
It was truth. Like, you know, and that goes back to community.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not going to be perfect.
Right.
We're not striving for perfection. We're striving for wholeness in God.
Yeah. I was like this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, if we hadn't have veered away from the house, we'd lap back around this house again. I'm like, yo, I'm done. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we was just at first
but you started, can and you did.
Yeah, we did. But at first it was just circling. We in a big neighborhood,
and so
we
kept coming around by the house.
And I said, let's go this way by the school. I'm like, dog. I said, you know what you're doing. I told her, you know what you're doing. You get me away from the house. Because if we'd have passed that house again, I was gone.
Yeah. But see, this is the thing. And I'm going to challenge those of you listening. If you're saying to yourself, I can't. Maybe it's not that you can't. You just don't want to. See, he said, I can't continue on in this cold. But he did.
Yeah.
You just didn't want to. You
didn't want to.
And so what if you don't want to? Do it anyway.
I was finding an excuse not to. My excuse was, it's cold. The wind was blowing in my face.
We have got to kill the soft excuse. Life. It is the soft life compromises.
Yeah. A lot. Everything.
It's kind of like the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
What was the guy? He says, I just want to go back in. And eat me. He's like, he says, I know the steak is like the one that betrayed Neo. He says, I know the steak is not real, but I just want to.
I can't think of his name, but.
Yeah. And there are believers that.
Judas.
Yeah, he was a Judas.
Yeah.
But there are believers that are doing that.
Yeah, this is true.
We are in the army of the Lord. We don't live the soft life.
No, at all.
We live a surrendered life.
At all. And our final question we're going to end it on is, what dangers come from being a good talker but not a faithful doer? That face.
That's dangerous.
What dangers come from being a good talker?
I think that says it all.
But
I mean,
not a faithful doer.
Well, you can get your butt whooped, like we just talked about. Like we just talked about with the with the demons.
Who are you?
Who are you?
Jesus, I know.
Paul, you, I know.
He said, it said he beat them out of their clothes.
Yeah. They lost everything.
Do you understand
how? What does it say? They overcame
him? He beat the brakes out of them, off of them.
Yeah. Yeah, it says that they overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of the house naked and wounded.
Man. Could you imagine that walk?
Yeah, but this is the thing,
though. That walk back home is like,
but you know what? And hallelujah, because when you read on, it says, this became known to all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on them all, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified.
Mm.
So your hypocrisy?
Yeah.
The exposure of that? It all ends. He's going to be glorified. He's going to be glorified.
But so can you imagine that walk, walking back and that talk that y'all are having going back?
It's like, what were we thinking?
What were we thinking? Yeah.
No, I suspect, I haven't done a study on that, but I suspect that they may have thought that they could just do it. Like it may have been from the soul realm and not the spirit man.
Yeah. A flesh doing it from their flesh.
Yeah, the ego.
And that goes to James 1:21. It says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only.
Yeah.
Deceiving yourselves. You deceive yourself when you're only a doer and not a hearer. Or even vice versa, when you hear and don't do.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that was James 1:22.
Mm-hmm.
1 John 3:18 says, my little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. So all of these scriptures are coming with.
Yes, that's good.
It's giving something to do. And then you have an action. You have to put action behind each and everything.
Well, and this is the reality. God says that we must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And the truth will. The truth
set
will always
free.
Prevail, but the truth always prevails, and it always rings free. So eventually, the world works really hard to silence the truth with its false agendas. But
yeah, and I'm going to end it with this scripture. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go back to the title. The title is "Your Walk Don't Match Your Talk," and my subtitle is "Faith Versus Reality Check." And so the scripture that I'm going to end with is Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So you hear people say, fake it till you make it. That ain't going to get you in. Now, we always think we faith it. Faith it till you make it. You know what I mean? Faith it. Not fake it. Faith it. But
move. Because sometimes people that hear that fake it till you make it, they're moving.
They're moving. They're doing the action.
And some people you'll say faith it till you make it, and they'll be like, I'm just going to sit here and
have
believe.
Faith. Oh, gosh. Yeah, that ain't good. That ain't what I mean by that, though.
Yeah. But I just want to put that disclosure in there.
Yeah. So any other stuff you'd like to add to?
No.
Can I add to this?
No.
That's it. I didn't tap into all of them, but that was pretty much it. I feel we covered the gist of it.
Yeah. Well, what I do want to say, though, before we close is that there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. And so, you know, if you find yourself being inconsistent and showing up as your true, authentic self, you know, one, do you need healing? Two, are you with a people that's not safe to be your true, authentic self?
When you said it again, when you find mm-hmm. yourself showing up being your true, authentic self. When you find yourself not showing up. Oh, I got lost. Go ahead. Start over what you were saying, because I heard it wrong or something.
Yeah, I was giving the rundown.
Oh, my bad.
You.
As you were.
Yeah.
I was trying to go with you.
That was a flow. But right. But again, like I said, there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. Mm-hmm. So if you find yourself not showing up as your true authentic self, then, one of the things is to remember is that maybe there's wounding there that needs healing. Maybe you're in a place that it's not safe to be your true authentic self, and you need mm-hmm. to reevaluate the people that you're connected to.
Yeah.
Maybe you have insecurity and you're trying to compensate for that insecurity. But ask the Lord to help you be the true authentic person that He had in mind on the day of yes. creation for the season that you're in, because life, there are seasons and seasons shift. And so we go from glory to glory. So a lot of times we may be trying to think of the good old days, but the good old days is not where God wants you right now. He's doing a new thing.
Right.
Or He may be wanting you to suit up.
I was listening to something this morning about
for the next season, like start suiting up for the next season.
Mm-hmm.
Like where you're actually walking in that part, it's not fulfilled yet, but you're walking in it.
And some people get stuck in the same cycle. Mm-hmm. Then we touched on that about being in that same cycle and not going to the next level that He has for you to go to, because you're just stuck in that same redundant cycle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, community and fellowship and prayer and all of those things are important.
Yeah. But don't link up with somebody that's stuck in a cycle just like you.
Mm-hmm.
No, ain't overcoming.
Well, and honestly, like as you decide, you're gonna, if you grow and the people around you are not growing, you may find yourself seems like alone for a season.
Mm.
And just ask the Lord to lead you to your new tribe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big facts. All right, but look, thanks for tuning in to the Sacred Life Podcast. Like, subscribe, share, comment. Check the description below. The information is in there about her group. You know what I mean? It's very, very,
mm-hmm.
It's something that's very much needed for your walk, for growing. Mm-hmm. It's a must have, all right? So tap in. Till next time, live life sacred. Peace.
Shalom.
Living a life the sacred. Sacred.